This is RNIB Connect Radio. Now, we know that listeners to RNIB Connect Radio really value hearing other people's lived experiences of sight loss. And that's why today we are bringing you the voice of Suzanne Clark, a former nurse who now lives with a visual impairment. Suzanne decided to share her story with us through poetry.
Hi, everyone. I had the urge to write this poem last Friday evening after work. I'd been thinking about a poem we were given during our nurse training back in April 1984. Some of my nursing friends here may remember this. It's called Look Closer by Phyllis McCormack. And it's allegedly, the story goes that this lady had died and the nurses were packing away her belongings and found this poem that she'd written. And it's about sort of looking beyond, say, the old lady in bed, and sort of just putting yourself in her shoes and imagining what her life was like before. And over the years, it's changed titles, I think, to A Crabbit Old Woman, A Crabbit Old Man, Kate, I think, is another version. So it's sort of been sort of adapted over the years. So this poem is sort of mainly about my personal sight loss journey. I don't really like the word journey, but you know what I mean. But I think anybody can relate to this, I hope. Most of us have been through something that's changed us. And if we haven't, then we know somebody who has. So there's little bits of different people in this poem. And I've sort of incorporated it into one person. There's lots of misconceptions around about varying levels of blindness and sight loss. For example, that lots of posts I see in different groups that people are wearing dark glasses or have a white cane or a guide dog and are on their phone and sort of get criticised for, well, you know, you're faking it, you're not blind. But it's, I'm waffling on a little bit here, but it's this poem is sort of little bits of others, but plus me into one person. So I do hope you like it. And like I say, if you can take something from it, whatever your circumstances, I just hope it helps. I hope it helps one person at least. Thank you. My poem is called Just See Me. What do you see? Hey, what do you see? What are you thinking when you're looking at me? A funny young woman who tries and tries, unsure of the dark, has a torch for eyes, who uses her cane from A to B, and you say to her, it's over there, can't you see? Who seems not to notice you right by her side. Her peripheral vision has gone, her dog is her guide. But how can she read that book on her lap? She's wearing dark glasses and is with a blind chap. Her glasses are dark to help with the glare, so please don't think you need to stare. But she seems to stare as she tries to focus. And she's using her phone, what hocus pocus. And as for texting her friend from Dover, did you know that she uses VoiceOver? Go to your phone settings, click accessibility. You can then see the aids she can use easily. Is that what you're thinking? Is that what you see? Then open your eyes, you're not looking at me. I'm a kind, loving person who's learnt to adapt, when in the past has felt so trapped, who can watch TV with audio description. Her favourite comedy, laughter needs no prescription. Who can do anything her heart desires. She just does it differently, but she never tires. She can no longer drive on a conventional road, but don't let that stop her, she'll find a mode. A blind driving place, see her little heart soar and watch her drive off in a 4x4. So just stop and think when you see her next time and wonder what obstacles she's successfully climbed. She's stumbled and fallen, but got up and stayed. When life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. So open your eyes, hey, open and see. Not a funny young woman, look closer, just see me. Hope you like it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Really appreciate Suzanne Clark sharing her story with us through poetry. And you can share your story with us and share your comments about sight loss via our email address, radio@rnib.org.uk. You'll find us on Twitter @RNIB Radio, and we're also on Facebook as well.